G'day, I'm Kate Watson. I'm joined by two people today. Dom Taylor, he's the general manager for Uber's mobility business in Australia. Ben Carr is the co-founder of Lug and Carry, an e-bike subscription business. They're here to chat about one less car. Firstly, thank you both for joining me today.
Great to be here.
Thanks for having us, Kate.
Dom, let's start with you. As I understand it, One Less Car is a social experiment in partnership with behavioural scientists where 50 Aussies living across our capital cities test out the advantages and the disadvantages of going without their car or their second car for a four-week period. Uber's done a lot of research into the transport landscape in Australia. You're leading One Less Car. Have I got all that right? Tell me a bit more about it.
Yeah, it's a really nice summary, actually. So the headline is we've got a big, big problem in Australia that not enough people are talking about. And that is the 15 million cars that Australians own for personal use, which sit idle 95% of the time. Wow. And essentially what we are trying to get from this One Less Car experiment is a new data set that we can go away and work with industry, work with academics, work with government in saying, if we are going to fundamentally take on this idea of one person, one car, we need to solve X, Y, and Z.
Got to say, I'm absolutely guilty of that. I've got two cars in this family and one of them gets used a lot and the other one not so much. So I completely hear you and I'm sure people listening will understand exactly what you're saying. Ben, the way this trial will work is participants will be given up to $1,300 in transport credits to use on alternative modes of transport. Lug and Carry, Ben, is one of those alternatives. How did you get involved?
Yeah, so Uber reached out mid last year and there was this straight away, this alignment where Lug and Carry is essentially trying to solve part of the issue. And part of the issue is that if you do want to replace cars or replace certain car trips, you need to offer a product that can not just get you from A to B. Sometimes you got to carry your kids. Sometimes you got to pick up the groceries for the week's shopping. And that's where Lug and Carry really thought we could play a role. So we've got bikes that are designed from the ground up to replace car trips.
Amazing. And I think that tackles the issue that I've got in Sydney of hills.
Exactly. Sometimes the barrier for getting on a bike for a lot of our customers or for a lot of people is their driveway even or their street. Mm. So having that electric assist, especially if you're going to carry the groceries and the kids or travel a little bit further in for the commute for work, really makes it a lot easier. And you won't have to shower when you get there.
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly the point. Dom, back to you, and I guess maybe for both of you, you're going to be collecting data from this trial. How will this inform what you do going forward? And how will this inform, I guess, you're going to present this to decision makers? What are you hoping to get out of it?
So what we really want to get to the bottom of is what are those use cases that keep you holding that second car that sits there idle 99% of the time? Mm. And then we have to go away and we have to say, how do we solve for that? And so a great example is if I look around my neighborhood, I've got seven Uber car shares in the 400 meters around me, which really should create the second car for me. Mm. And so we need to be able to work across all the capital cities. We need to be looking at inner city areas and we need to look at outer city areas and understand how do those problems that people are solving for with those extra cars differ. And then we're able to say, is it Uber? Is it Lug and Carry? Is it government? Is it partnership? Is there new products that are required to be created if we are going to take on that big, big decision and mentality around owning cars?
And Ben, I guess I'd like to just give you the opportunity to explain what the benefit of this partnership is for you. Of course, it's about telling people there are alternatives, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the biggest challenges really from behavior change standpoint is really convincing people that there are, or even informing them that there are other options. And this is one way of doing it. Maybe some of them are going to pop out the other side and go, hey, I wouldn't have never thought of taking a Lime to work, or I didn't even look at the public transport network because I'm so used to getting in my car every morning. And that's going to be really one of the, I guess, the key insights we're going to find out is if we have the infrastructure in place, if these options are all out there and they're building up all the time, how do we actually get people informed about them and how do we convince them? I guess, what's the hook?
So, Dom, what you're looking for is more people to join this trial. That's what you're after.
Yeah, expressions of interest are still open. And so if you're interested, just head over to uber.com/onelesscar and give us the details. We will be kicking off the pilot at the end of March.
Dom, I'll make sure I put a link to all of that information in people's episode notes so they can click on the link, go straight to One Less Car. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Kate.
This interview is brought to you by Uber. If you're keen to find out more, there is a link with everything you need to know in our episode notes.